Section 7. Variable capital and surplus value in both departments. The total value of the annually produced articles of consumption is thus equal to the variable capital value 2 reproduced during the year plus the newly produced surplus value 2, that is, equal to the value produced by Department 2 during the year, plus the variable capital value 1 reproduced during the year, and the newly produced surplus value 1, that is, plus the value created by Department 1 during the year. On the assumption of simple reproduction, the total value of the annually produced articles of consumption is therefore equal to the annual value product, that is, equal to the total value produced during the year by social labour. And this must be so, because in simple reproduction, this entire value is consumed. The total social working day is divided into two parts. One, necessary labour, which creates in the course of the year a value of 1,500 variable capital. 2. Surplus labour, which creates an additional value or surplus value of 1,500. The sum of these values, 3,000, is equal to the value of the annually produced articles of consumption, 3,000. The total value of the articles of consumption produced during the year is therefore equal to the total value produced by the total social working day during the year, equal to the value of the social variable capital plus the social surplus value, equal to the total new product of the year. But we know that although these two magnitudes of value are equal, the total value of commodities 2, the articles of consumption, is not produced in this department of social production. They are equal because the constant capital value reappearing in Department 2 is equal to the value newly produced by Department 1, value of variable capital plus surplus value. Therefore, the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1 can buy the part of the product of Department 2 which represents the constant capital value for its producers in Department 2. This shows, then, why the value of the product of capitalists 2, from the point of view of society, may be resolved into variable capital plus surplus value, although for these capitalists it is divided into constant capital plus variable capital plus surplus value. This is so only because the constant capital of Department 2 is here equal to the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1, and because these two components of the social product interchange their bodily forms by exchange, so that after this transformation, Department 2 exists once more in means of production, and the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1 in articles of consumption. And it is this circumstance which induced Adam Smith to maintain that the value of the annual product resolves itself into variable capital plus surplus value. This is true, one, only for that part of the annual product which consists of articles of consumption, and two, it is not true in the sense that this total value is produced in Department 2, and that the value of its product is equal to the value of the variable capital advanced in Department 2 plus the surplus value produced in Department 2. It is true only in the sense that constant capital plus variable capital plus surplus value of Department 2 is equal to the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 2 plus the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1, or because the constant capital of Department 2 is equal to the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1. It follows, furthermore, the social working day that is, the labour expended by the entire working class during the whole year, like every individual working day, breaks up into only two parts, namely into necessary labour and surplus labour, and the value produced by this working day consequently likewise resolves itself into only two parts, namely into the value of the variable capital, or that portion of the value with which the labourer buys the means of his own reproduction, and the surplus value, which the capitalist may spend for his own individual consumption. Nevertheless, from the point of view of society, one part of the social working day is spent exclusively on the production of new constant capital, namely, of products exclusively intended to function as means of production in the labour process, and hence as constant capital in the accompanying process of self-expansion of value. According to our assumption, the total social working day presents itself as a money value of 3,000, only one-third of which, or 1,000, is produced in Department 2, which manufactures articles of consumption, that is, the commodities in which the entire value of the variable capital and the entire surplus value of society are ultimately realized. Thus, according to this assumption, two-thirds of the social working day are employed in the production of new constant capital. Although from the standpoint of the individual capitalists and labourers of Department 1, these two-thirds of the social working day serve merely for the production of variable capital value plus surplus value, the same as the last third of the social working day in Department 2, still, from the point of view of society, and likewise of the use value of the product, these two-thirds of the social working day produce only replacement of constant capital in the process of productive consumption, or already so consumed. Also, when viewed individually, these two-thirds of the working day, while producing a total value equal only to the value of the variable capital plus surplus value for the producer, nevertheless do not produce any use values of a kind on which wages or surplus value could be expended, for their products are means of production. It must be noted, in the first place, that no portion of the social working day, whether in Department 1 or in 2, serves for the production of the value of the constant capital employed and functioning in these two great spheres of production. They produce only additional value, 2,000 of the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 1, plus 1,000 of the variable capital plus surplus value of Department 2, in addition to the value of the constant capital equal to 4,000 of Department 1, plus 2,000 of Department 2. The new value produced in the form of means of production is not yet constant capital. It merely is intended to function as such in the future. The entire product of Department 2, the articles of consumption, viewed concretely as a use value in its bodily form, is a product of the one-third of the social working day spent by Department 2. It is the product of labour in its concrete form, such as the labour of weaving, baking, etc., performed in this department, the product of this labour, inasmuch as it functions as the subjective element of the labour process. As to the constant portion of the value of this product, too, it reappears only in a new use value, in a new bodily form, the form of articles of consumption, while it existed previously in the form of means of production. Its value has been transferred by the labour process from its old bodily form to its new bodily form. But the value of these two-thirds of the product value equal to 2,000 has not been produced in this year's self-expansion process of Department 2. just as from the point of view of the labour process, the product of Department 2 is the result of newly functioning living labour and of the assumed means of production assigned to it, in which that labour materialises itself as in its objective conditions. So, from the point of view of the process of self-expansion, the value of the product of Department 2, equal to 3,000, is composed of a new value, 500 variable capital plus 500 surplus value equals 1,000, produced by the newly added one-third of the social working day, and of a constant value, in which are embodied two-thirds of a past social working day that had elapsed before the present process of production of Department 2 here under consideration. This portion of the value of the Department 2 product finds expression in a portion of the product itself. It exists in a quantity of articles of consumption worth 2,000, or two-thirds of a social working day. This is the new use form in which this value portion reappears. The exchange of part of the articles of consumption equal to 2,000 constant capital of Department 2 for means of production of Department 1 equal to 1,000 variable capital plus 1,000 surplus value thus really represents an exchange of two-thirds of an aggregate working day, which do not constitute any portion of this year's labour and elapsed before this year, for two-thirds of the working day newly added this year. Two-thirds of this year's social working day could not be employed in the production of constant capital and at the same time constitute variable capital value plus surplus value for their own producers unless they were to be exchanged for a portion of the value of the annually consumed articles of consumption, in which are incorporated two-thirds of a working day spent and realized before this year. It is an exchange of two-thirds of this year's working day for two-thirds of a working day spent before this year, an exchange of this year's labor time for last year's. This explains the riddle of how the value product of an entire social working day can resolve itself into variable capital value plus surplus value, although two-thirds of this working day were not expended in the production of articles in which variable capital or surplus value can be realized, but rather in the production of means of production for the replacement of the capital consumed during the year. The explanation is simply that two-thirds of the value of the product of Department 2, in which the capitalists and labourers of Department 1 realise the variable capital value plus surplus value produced by them, and which constitute two-ninths of the value of the entire annual product, are, so far as their value is concerned, the product of two-thirds of a social working day of a year prior to the current one. The sum of the social product of Departments 1 and 2, means of production and articles of consumption, is indeed, viewed from the standpoint of their use value in their concrete bodily form, the product of this year's labour, but only to the extent that this labour itself is regarded as useful and concrete, and not as an expenditure of labour power, as value-creating labour. And even the first is true only in the sense that the means of production have transformed themselves into new products, into this year's products, solely by dint of the living labour added onto them, operating on them. On the contrary, this year's labour could not have transformed itself into products without means of production independent of it, without instruments of labour and materials of production.